Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, October 17th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Critical Infrastructure Technologies provides global patent update and expands defense market reach. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited, a developer of autonomous mobile communications and security platforms, has provided an update on its international patent filings for its mobile radio station technology. The innovative design allows for rapid establishment of secure communications in remote or high-threat environments, expanding SciTech's market reach into defense, disaster response, and industrial operations. The system features an integrated mobile platform, scissor-lift communications tower, autonomous deployment, hybrid power architecture, and redundant climate control. SciTech's Nexus 20 platform offers a competitive advantage in defense operations, disaster recovery, and remote mission support. The company has filed patents in multiple countries, strengthening its position in the global market. CEO Brenton Scott highlighted the stability and connectivity advantages of SciTech's technology, positioning the company as a leader in autonomous communications infrastructure.
Panel recommends issuing up to $1.75 billion in bonds for coming fiscal year. The Capital Debt Affordability Committee is recommending the state to borrow up to $1.7 billion for capital projects in the coming fiscal year. Despite potential fiscal challenges from the federal government shutdown and layoffs, Acting Budget Secretary Mark Nicole emphasized the importance of maintaining this level of debt. The unanimous recommendation, approved in less than 10 minutes, focuses on priority needs like school construction, economic development, and housing affordability. This proposal, originally set 2 years ago, aims to continue progress on critical investments without hindrance. The recommendation is not binding, but is expected to align with prior plans and maintain the state's AAA bond rating. Ways and Means Chair Atterbury becomes fourth Democratic woman to run for Howard County Executive. Del Vanessa Atterbury, chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, announced her candidacy for Howard County Executive, becoming the fourth Democratic woman to do so. She pledged to prioritize school funding, affordable housing, police reform, and gun control. Atterbury faces a tough primary against fellow lawmakers, including Deliver Jessica Feldmark, who has received endorsements from key figures like former Howard County Executive Ken Ullman. However, Atterbury also has strong support from State Treasurer Derek Davis and County Council Member Opal Jones. She emphasized the importance of unity and progress, promising to advocate for Howard County in Annapolis and address critical issues like workforce housing and education. Atterbury's commitment to her community and track record in Annapolis make her a formidable candidate for county executive.
State Roundup. Maryland joins 13 states, Guam in Public Health Alliance. AdiGen issues directives for police in working with federal agencies. Moore leads Hogan in speculative poll. Maryland Governor Wes Moore, along with 14 other Democratic governors, has formed the Governor's Public Health Alliance to counter recent federal health policies. Attorney General Anthony Brown issued directives for local police departments when working with federal agencies. In early polling, Moore leads former Governor Larry Hogan by 8 percentage points. A federal judge blocked the Trump administration's shutdown layoffs. Del Vanessa Atterbury announced her candidacy for Howard County Executive. Baltimore City Councilman Mark Conway launched a campaign to challenge U.S. Rep. Kwesi Mfumi. A statewide poll shows Marylanders feeling disillusioned with the economy. Tariffs have impacted Perryville's water facility upgrade project. Baltimore City Community College faculty were blindsided by talks of a merger with the University of Baltimore. Morgan State University received a $63 million donation from Mackenzie Scott, while McDaniel College received a $15 million donation. Maryland universities are facing challenges due to shrinking federal research funds. Former cadets accuse the Maryland National Guard Academy of brutality. Developer Scott Plank's firm is considering building data centers in Maryland.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.